Welcome to the 7 on Your Side Consumer Podcast, brought to you by ABC 7's Michael Finney.
Hello, everyone. I am Michael Finney. Thank you for downloading this week's Consumer Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about tires, JetBlue, and chump change, and a whole lot more. Let's start with tires, because the tires on your car could be putting you in danger. Not actually the tires, but the tire valve stems. The valve stems are where you put the air in the tire. Well, those aren't actually connected to the tire. Those are made by a whole bunch of different manufacturers. And when the tire guys put the tires on the rims, they add those little valve stems. Well, as it turned out, millions and millions of those are going bad from one particular batch. They were made back in 2006. It's believed they were installed around September 2006 for maybe a year, although it could go longer. And here's the issue. Those valve stems can start letting air out. Now, it could be a slow leak, and it could be on all four tires, or it could happen all at once while you're driving down the highway. As a matter of fact, there has been one highway death that is thought to be part of this. So there's a recall. Here's what's going on. If you have put new tires on your car within the past couple of years, you need to call your tire retailer and have your valve stems inspected to make sure they're not cracking and allowing air out. Or you can just go out to your own car and inspect them yourselves. It only takes a couple of minutes. If you have a flashlight, you can do it. It's easy. Go to our website, abc7news.com, click on 7 on Your Side, and we have a link that will take you to the Dill Company. That's a company that these were manufactured for, and they'll show you how to check your tires. You really need to do this because, A, it's dangerous, and, B, you could get trapped somewhere. You come out from the store and have your tires flat, or at least one of them. Anyway, so check it out, tire stem recall. Diving boards. It is amazing, but for the first time ever, there's been a nationwide study looking at diving accidents and diving boards. And they looked at the past 17 years, and what they found is there are about 6,500 diving board injuries each year. And those most often hurt those between the ages of 10 and 14. Now, the report is making recommendations, including softer swimming pool bottoms. That actually makes a lot of sense when you think about it. And better training for kids and, as a matter of fact, all swimmers and divers. Something to think about if you have a diving board in your yard, you might want to have it inspected or at least go out and check it yourself. The major problem is actually a lot of divers don't jump out far enough and they hit themselves on the board itself. U-Haul. We had a complaint that a consumer had a U-Haul truck. They weren't used to the height of the truck. So when they were moving items into a new apartment, they bumped into an overhang. Well, they figured, I'm okay. I bought the extra insurance with the U-Haul truck. And when they took the truck in, guess what? They said, well, the insurance covers wrecks and bumps and fender benders, but not the roof of the truck. U-Haul said 2 years ago they quit covering this. If you read the small print, there it is. They don't cover it. However, U-Haul says they often don't enforce that rule if the overhang that was hit didn't have a sign. You've seen those signs that say, you know, clearance 10 feet, 4 inches, stuff like that. So if there isn't a sign like that, U-Haul says they will often forgive this. Something to keep in mind, A, when you're renting and driving one of these trucks, make sure you remember it's higher. Two, read the fine print in any contract you sign. Oh, wow. This was something else. Where you go to college may be more important than what you actually study. A survey conducted by PayScale Inc. shows that if you attend an Ivy League school, your median starting salary is going to be about a third higher than for the students who attend a liberal arts college. Now, the median starting salary of San Francisco State graduates is $47,300. UC Berkeley grads get $59,000, and the median starting salary of a Harvard grad, $63,000. Now, as it was pointed out to me, all the student loans you have to take out to go to Harvard, you're going to need the extra $3,000. But still, over a lifetime? And what they found, too, is these types of differential in pay seems to follow the graduates all the way into mid-career. It can cost anywhere from $15 to $50 to get your credit score from either Fair Isaacs or any of the three major credit bureaus. They're now offering their own credit scores. But when you spend that money, you may be spending for something that has no bearing on whether you get a loan. ConsumerReports.org is reporting that many lenders are coming up with their own credit scoring systems. And those scores are not disclosed, nor are they sold to consumers. So what should you do? Well, look, the advice remains the same. Pay down your maxed out credit cards, pay your bills on time, and monitor your credit report every 6 months so you can make sure there are no errors. By the way, you can get a free credit report by going to annualcreditreport.com. You're allowed one each from the three major reporting agencies. Don't get them all at once. Get one now, 4 months later, get another, 4 months later, get another, and just keep doing that. And that way you're keeping not perfect track, but pretty close track of what's going on when it comes to your credit history. JetBlue has added a new fee, a $7 charge for a blanket and a pillow. You know, they used to hand you out a blanket, a pillow, and recycle them, clean them up, put them back out. Not anymore. Now what they're doing is they're just going to give you this eco-friendly blanket-pillow combination. On flights that are longer than 2 hours, you can pay $7. Along with those items, you get a $5 coupon from Bed Bath & Beyond. Now, with the cost of gasoline so high, many consumers are combining shopping trips, so they only have to drive once. Well, here's another idea. Combine shopping, then don't drive at all. There's a new website that keeps you up to date on all of the free shipping offers available online. It's called freeshipping.org, and I've got to tell you, this site does a really good job. And it's not as easy as it sounds. You see, a single store like Macy's, for instance, can have a dozen ways for you to get free shipping. And some of those ways may require a special code. Well, freeshipping.org lists all the free shipping deals it knows of. And then if there's a code you need to include when you're buying online, it gives you that code. It's way cool. Check it out, freeshipping.org. Now, how much do you spend? Have you heard of the latte factor? Let's begin at the beginning. That's where if you will cut out one latte a day, how much money you'll end up with by the time it comes time to retire or buy a house or whatever. Well, Yahoo, the financial page, has a new calculator on putting off or not buying an item. So we got together with a young woman here in San Francisco, and we decided, well, if she would give up one cup of coffee she buys out a day, if she'll buy $100 less in clothes a month, if she will buy a cheaper car, and her lease is coming up, so she could do it, and spend $100 less a month there, if she won't go out for dinner so much, if she'll start packing her lunch a couple of days a week. And we all looked at that, and then we said, okay, the stock market averages 8% over time. So since she was 32, we figured, okay, we'll make it 30 years compounding at 8% interest. And so for these minor changes, which she agreed she could live with, that it wouldn't be that hard, at retirement at 30 years, or at least at 30 years, how much money would she have? $1,140,000 for doing almost nothing. You really need to go check out this calculator. It's absolutely fabulous. Go to our website, abc7news.com. Look for the spending story, and we'll link you over. It's fun to see how much money she was willing to save and what she saved. And then you go to the calculator and figure out how much money you can save. Okay, how about this? A West Virginia mother is seeking the recall of a popular walkie-talkie after her 3-year-old's toy apparently intercepted a conversation between truckers. Okay, they weren't talking about tires and gasoline. They were talking about drugs and, well, let's put it politely, gentlemen clubs. It turns out that these devices apparently work on a CB radio wave. They're supposed to only work within a very short distance, but she believed hers was being picked up from a long, long way. It was pretty funny. The AP Associated Press was reporting this as trash-talking toy. Look, these walkie-talkies were sold exclusively at Walmart and allows children to role-play animal rescues like the Diego character does on the cartoon series Dora the Explorer and Go, Diego, Go. Anyway, the walkie-talkie company, which is Fisher-Price, is apologizing, of course, but it's something to keep in mind. If your child has one of these, you may want to check it out and make sure it's not picking up a trucker's conversation. Let's finish up with Finney's Friday Free Stuff. We have a couple of great items today. One of them is a free pass to Water World, and the other is a smoothie. So go online to abc7news.com. Check it out. They're both worth sending in for. Well, that's it for this week's podcast. I'm Michael Finney. If you would like to see our reports live on ABC 7 News, you can check them out every weekday, Monday through Friday, on both the 5 and 6 o'clock news. My reports are also available on The View from the Bay, which is our entertainment show that airs every day at 3 o'clock, Monday through Friday. My reports, my interviews, I answer questions, are on Monday and Friday. Well, that's it, everyone. Thanks a lot for downloading.
For more on Michael Finney's reports or to report a consumer problem, go to abc7news.com and select 7 on your side from the quick links menu. Thank you for downloading Michael's podcast.